Hello, welcome back. It feels like we are just gaining so much momentum with this podcast, The Psyche Behind the Physique. And I am just so thrilled that I have this platform to share everything that I know and more and my resources with you all. So if you're new here, welcome. If you're a returning subscriber to The Psyche Behind the Physique, welcome back. We're so happy to have you. This week, we are diving into part two of our goal setting series. This is going to be a three-part series. And today, I want to talk about how we set goals. But before we dive in there, I really want to talk about the concept of feeling stuck. I want you to first kind of think deeply about why we even have goals. Like, I had to really zoom out in my life in the past when I felt stuck to figure out how did I get here to begin with? And I feel like when people, feel stuck in life, it's because they can't answer a simple question. What do you want to create? Without deeply personal goals that are tied to what you authentically want, you're just going through the motions. So we have to get clear about the goals that we need in place in order to make our visions come to life. For years and years, I used to treat my goals like I was making a grocery list, and they never came to fruition. And it was because I was missing two science-backed steps that were essential for goal setting. Goals matter, you guys. For one, they make you happier. They suppress negative emotions. Having goals that you're working on can literally squander and suppress fear and depression. Goals, they give you a sense of purpose. They give you a sense of meaning, right? We all love feeling like we're up to something. I know growing up, gosh, my mom, she would go crazy around the holiday time, but she thrived. She loved cleaning the house and getting the recipes ready and cooking and wrapping gifts, right? We all do. We love being up to something. And in general, life is harder when you don't have goals. It's tough to get up out of bed every morning and like get after it. What are you getting after? Why? And if you're sitting there saying that you feel like every day is the same damn thing, my life doesn't have much meaning right now. I've been there. But you need goals that are in alignment. Why? It interrupts this monotony, this day-to-day routine, and it makes you feel like you've got something to look forward to. When you feel stuck, life feels hard. And when you have something that excites you, that's pretty awesome. And so that's why we're going to start with goals. I want you all to feel excited and fired up about life. How you set them, though, this matters because based off of science, if you actually don't set them in the right way, you're going to fail. But I can promise you that after listening to this podcast, you are no longer fail when you set goals in your life, particularly in the realm of health and fitness. So I want you to think of this particular podcast episode as a comprehensive toolkit that's going to help you set goals, feel inspired, and feel motivated to reach them. And by the end of this episode of this podcast, you are going to be running in the direction of not one, not two, but three tangible goals for yourself. And along this entire journey together, we're going to be leveraging my favorite science. From the beginning to the end of this episode, I expect your goals to change. By the time that this episode is over, you would have already taken steps to achieving your goals. How freaking cool is that? So today we're going to just open up this episode by talking about some research that was taken out of the University of Oregon that's going to simplify goals into two components. And this particular study that I'm about to share with you guys explains why I personally have failed so many times when I have set goals in my life, particularly in regard to my health and fitness. And when we go through these two components, we're going to walk through some mistakes in that in this this next 30 minutes that I have you guys, and particularly in episode 3 of this series. That people make over and over and over and over again that keeps them from reaching their goals. So we're going to use those mistakes and we're going to walk through them one by one. And we're going to take the goals that we've made and we're going to refine them in a future episode. So starting out here with some of the data in the science, Dr. Berkman works at the University of Oregon in the Center for Translational Neuroscience, studying motivational and cognitive factors that contribute to the success or failures of goal setting. And he has a definition of a goal, and that's any desired outcome that otherwise wouldn't happen without you doing something. So for example, if you want a six pack, you've got to do something to get there, right? That's why it's a goal. What is not a goal? Let's talk about that. Watching the next episode of The Bachelor, you don't have to do anything different. Just turn on ABC, baby. Zero resistance. Zero resistance there. Nothing needs to be done differently. Goals, and I'm going to burst some bubbles here. Goals contain friction and resistance because they require you a lot of times to do something new and to do something that's going to make you uncomfortable. So if you don't consider first and foremost that a goal is going to require you to push through some sort of resistance, this is thematic on Team Empowered. We talk about leaning into resistance. But if you don't think about the fact that this is going to require you to push through some resistance, you're going to fail at setting them. And they're going to be far too easy for you. Sometimes I'll have athletes that check in with me that are, they're movers and shakers. Man, they'll get 10,000 steps batting an eye, sitting at their desk, it seems. And they'll say, yeah, I didn't have a great week, but I still stayed active. And I'm an optimistic coach, but that's not a goal. That's great. I love that you stayed active, but it's too easy. That's your body's baseline, right? So I want you to first start out here about thinking about an area in your life where you want to improve or set a goal. In the context of this podcast, let's make it health related, mental health, physical health, hormonal health. That's our niche, right? So you want to tone up, you want to lose weight, you want to balance your hormones, you want to speak more kindly to yourself. And you might say, how do I set my goals, Maddie, if I can't determine what my goals are? You're going to literally laugh at me. Scoff away, sis, but you've got to relax, okay? I need you to dream. And the reason being for that is your goals need to align with your dreams. If you can't think of goals that inspire you, think bigger. Think bigger. Dream. We can take a huge dream. I can scale it back. We can shave it down. We can mold it into bite-sized, smaller goals. Dreaming is actually what's going to get you out of sabotaging your conscious. Okay. These are your deep goals. These are the things that you want to aspire to achieve. If you're still stuck, no problem, no problem. This is going to be morbid. All right. Open your ears here. If you don't know where to start, think about the end. When you think about life, at some point coming to an end, what do you want to achieve? What are some things that you're like, I have to do that before I die? Get quiet. Last weekend, I went to the beach. Little side tangent here. Yeah, last weekend I went to the beach. I got pulled over by a cop. Cop interrogated me at my window, asked me if I had a DUI, if I've ever been convicted as a felon. I called my mom, who lives 2.5 hours away from me. I said, is there any tickets at the house? Is there a warrant out for my arrest? No, but apparently I had received a red light ticket back in April of 2023. And my license has been suspended and I had no idea. Well, $500 later, we got it taken care of. And that cop did let me go to the ocean. And you know what I did? I got 15,000 steps on that ocean walk. Have you ever noticed that when you take a 30-minute walk, or in my case, 2 hours on the beach to ponder why you never paid a ticket a year and a half ago, that you've worked out like 100 of your problems? You want to know why that happens? Why you think of stuff when you're sitting on the toilet or when you're in the shower, walking on the ocean? It's because you can hear your voice. And this matters because when it comes to goal setting, the best goals come from within. They're relevant. They're meaningful. they're enjoyable. You ever notice that the goals that you set when you're sitting drunk around a table with your friends on New Year's Eve, those things hardly ever happen. Oh, we're going to go to Europe in 2025. Never happens, right? Researchers call these goals self-concordant goals. And what this is it means you're getting in touch with yourself. Getting in touch with yourself is what helps you set these. These are not goals that you feel pressured to do. What's some goals that you might have felt pressured to do? I'm sure some of you are thinking whole 30, 75, hard. These don't work. They've never mattered to you. I personally can talk about one that I had. I used to see girls that were out drinking and partying, and I would literally tell myself like, oh, I really want that. I really want it to be a goal of mine. But that's not a self-concordant goal. Maybe it's six-pack abs. Maybe you don't care to do the work to get that. It doesn't mean that it's not nice to have them. But you're going to have to do something to get them. Do you want that for yourself? Do not set goals you feel pressured to set. You should be willing to do the work to make your goals happen because you feel personally invested in the goal and obtaining the outcome. You want to know what's a hack that helps you to continue to identify your goals? Talk in the third person. Use a third person perspective. This research in particular comes from Cornell. This is going to help you to crystallize and achieve personal goals better. So let's use six-pack abs as an example. Maddie doesn't want six-pack abs because Maddie doesn't want to do the work to make it happen. But you know what Maddie does want to do? Maddie wants to improve her body composition. Maddie wants to balance her hormones. Maddie wants to calm herself down. Goodness gracious, she's wired at night. And from the objective standpoint, it seems like these things are real. So when you say your name out loud, and if you're thinking of a goal that you think you want to achieve, pause this podcast right here and say it out loud. Alexa wants to get a pro card. Describe that goal. How does it feel for you? And it's okay if these are super general. Now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. Are you ready for it? There's two things that have to be present for your goals to stick. If they're not present, you won't do shit when it comes to reaching this goal. These two things are directly related to intrinsic motivation, which is your willingness to stick with it when things get tough. You ready? If you're taking notes, write this down. Number one is the will. The will of any goal refers to the motivational and emotional aspects of behavior change. The will is the why of behavior change. And clarifying the why when it comes to the goals you're thinking about, the why is the behavior. Why is the behavior change important to you? Why do you want to change? Why now? Why is the behavior change, in my case, of meditating, important to me? Because I need to lower my stress levels, right? I can answer this. Why do I want to change? Because I want to get serious about my internal health and keeping my cortisol low and no longer feeling like I'm a big ball of stress that wants to rebel on the weekends. Okay, Maddie, cool. So now you know why it's important to you. Now you know why you want to change. Why now? Answer that. Because I feel like if I'm ever going to break this addiction to literally living on stress and no longer letting my stress be the reason I can't achieve my body composition goals or why my hormones aren't improving, that's why I need to act on this now. That's why I need to begin the practice of meditating and reduce my stress levels. It's urgent. The why is not going to be there for you, however, unless this goal is personal. So you're going to stop yourself in your tracks if you can't answer why the behavior change is important to you, why do you want the change, and why now? These three questions we refer to as the will. And if you can answer the will of your goal, we're heading in a good direction, okay? So first, answer the will. Now, number two, we're not done. Verdict still out. Jury is still out. Is this a good goal or is it not? Number two is the way. The way is cognitive and informational aspects of the behavior change. The way is the how. How is this behavior change going to unfold? What skills and capabilities does it require? What is the specific plan for doing it? So when you ask me, how is this behavior change going to unfold? Meditating for me, well, I'm going to study how to meditate. I'm actually going to go attend some meditation classes on the beach. What skills does this require? For me, y'all know me. If you've been listening to me on YouTube, on Instagram, if you're a friend of mine, it's going to require a lot of skill for this girl. I need to get quiet. Something I struggle with. What's the plan? What's the specific plan for doing it? Well, I'm gonna devote 20 to 30 minutes every single night to this meditation practice. And you guys, if you cannot identify how that change is happening, willpower and motivation are not going to cut it. You've got to have the why and the how in order to be successful in behavior change. Sometimes we can't always come up with the how by ourselves, right? Sometimes your how is going to be, well, I'm going to work with a coach. But you have to take action on that. And first, before you decide you're going to work with a coach, the will has to be there. You have to know why it's important to you, or you're not going to follow through with your how. So the takeaway here is that for any goal, you've got to have a why and you've got to have a how. Neuroscience has revealed that your brain system involved in the two sides of behavior change are entirely different from one another. The how, that's all the part of your brain that's involved in executive functioning, including the prefrontal cortex. The why, on the other hand, this is the dopamine reward system in the brain. And you need both to tackle the skill, plan, push, and the why, which comes into play when you know what to do, but not how to do it. So this is hard for a lot of us, right? Because new behaviors are rarely as motivating. As much as you love to buy a new planner, right? We love January 1st when we have that fresh planner. We love the planning part. We get so excited about the new habit, but then day one comes and there's zero motivation. Why would you want to try that new HIIT exercise, right? When you know that watching Netflix, something that you do all the time, is more enjoyable. This is why you can't just have the why without the plan, right? We all love to talk about it and romanticize about it, but if you don't have a plan, a tangible plan, it's going to be really hard to follow through with that goal. And at the same time, you can't have a plan, but no reason as to why you want to get it done. Having a why and a how, it's like the husband and wife. This is what's going to get you excited. And if you're someone who continues to make goals, but can't follow through, it's because these goals are not linked to a core value or belief. And the second you make that link and make these goals personal, you, my friend, are going to be unstoppable. If you're starting to feel like some of the things that maybe you came up with at the beginning of this podcast episode aren't linked to a core value or belief, it's okay to change them. That's the point to this podcast. Listening to research, however, is not going to change your life, right? We all know that it's applying it that will. So as you're taking the research and applying it here, allow yourself to change and modify your goals. It doesn't mean you're failing if you revise that goal. Let's just say that you said, yeah, I'm going to prep this year. I want to compete. And now you're thinking, oh God, maybe I want to travel with my partner. Maybe I want to start a family. You're not failing. You're winning because you're applying this knowledge. You're going deep. And when you apply the science and the simple tools, you're actually going to follow through because guess what? It's in alignment. So if you're looking to set some serious mental, physical, functional, or maybe a combination of all three goals this next season, you might have just heard Hal from your next coach and bestie. We would love to meet you one-on-one. And if you're interested in meeting with myself or one of our incredible coaches, the link to apply for that discovery call is always in the description of the podcast or over on my Instagram page at Mads Michie Fitness. Thank you all for tuning in to this week's solo episode with myself, Maddie Michelson. Be sure to subscribe because next week we are going to be diving in to part three of this goal setting series and talking about the five mistakes that you're making when setting goals.